Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So here we are in the midst of the COVID crisis. Our lives are different. How we talk, how we live our lives, how we communicate, how we eat, everything. Where we go, can't watch movies in a movie theater anymore. You can't go to a football game or a baseball game. You can't go to basketball game. Everything is different. The question is, have your habits changed? Do you have better habits or worse habits? You know, have you created some bad habits that now you're going to have to work harder to get rid of? Or have you doubled down and said, you know what? I'm going to make myself a better man or woman because I've finally got time to do it. Well, you know, I've got a buddy out there in that crazy world named Randy Garn, who is the man that's going to try to help answer some of those questions. Randy, how you doing, brother?
Oh, Alan, how are you, my man? If I was any better, I'd be twins. Life is good.
So first of all, what is going on in Utah? Randy lives in Utah, everybody. And Utah is on fire. You guys just got like number one in, tell the world.
No, I mean, it's really exciting. I think in all of the history of being an entrepreneur over the past, 25 years or so, maybe even a little more than that, I have never been more excited. I mean, it's really interesting to say, because if you watch the news, you don't get that feeling, but whatever is happening out here, there is massive innovation that is happening. And we are having some tremendous growth as a state. But really, I think that here in Utah, there's a massive entrepreneurial spirit that's on fire right now. And instead of putting our foot on the clutch, we're literally like turning on the gas and saying like, all right, bring this on. Let's innovate. Let's ideate. Let's think about how we can create business out of what's happening and change the way we've done things in the past to be even better. Yep. So we've got the lowest right now, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation. Fastest growth rate as far as, a state's economic development is, I think, number one.
Right.
And then we're handling COVID pretty amazingly well.
Yeah. Well, that's what it was. Fastest growth rate out of all the states, Utah. And doing well with, of course, like you said, the COVID situation, low unemployment. And it's funny
I think it's the lowest state with the lowest unemployment right now.
Yeah.
If I'm mistaken.
Right. Well, so the question that I have is, is it because of Silicon Slopes, which, I had heard about, through you a few years ago, which is the new Silicon Valley. They're calling it, because of the ski slopes, Silicon Slopes there in Utah. Or is it because people are trying to get the heck out of the big cities and they're looking at Utah going, hey, I've always liked Utah?
Yeah, I think it's not just one thing, Alan. I think it's a multidimensional facet.
Right.
Because you've got amazingly wicked smart people that are coming out of the universities here. Just from where I live, I've got within 100-mile radius, I've got, six plus universities that are amazing.
Right.
So I think there's a great educational system that has been a really big focus. And then I also think you're exactly right. We have some top talent that has been moving and flooding into Utah just because of, I love the outdoors. I love experiences. I can be fly fishing in 15 minutes from my house. I can be to 4 ski resorts in 30 minutes. I can be, hiking the mountain in 5 minutes from my house. I can be riding side by side all over the mountains, and I can get to the airport in 45 minutes from where I live. And so it's just a really, really, really amazing uniqueness to the high quality of people, top talent moving in, and just the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well.
All right, well, let's take a break because Randy Garn, by the way, contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine. You can find his stories there. Just Google Randy Garn, entrepreneur, and you'll find out. He's pretty award-winning, written a book or two, a few things like that, a couple of businesses. He's one of those kind of guys. I know. I know, I hate him too. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the spirit of entrepreneurialism and how important it is.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today.
So my buddy Randy Garn is here. He's a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine and Entrepreneur Media, as am I, as is this radio show, Entrepreneur Weekly. And Randy said, you know, let's talk about the entrepreneur spirit and how critical it is. And because we're all going through kind of a tough time in life. I mean, I don't know, maybe not everybody, but I think the majority of the masses of humanity right now have got a lot of big question marks floating over their heads right now. What am I going to do? What's going to be next? So this entrepreneur spirit is truly critical, Randy.
It is. Honestly, I think the entrepreneurial spirit is what makes our country great. I've been an entrepreneur my whole entire life. And I think what I love about entrepreneurs is they always kind of find a way. They are high performers. They don't live the status quo. They don't let other people tell them what to do and where to go. They're finding things that haven't ever been done before and doing them. And so I think that's such an important part for happiness and joy is continual growth.
Yeah. You know, what's funny is, and I've said this on the show before, but it's worth repeating. I joined the National Association of the Self-Employed, basically entrepreneurs, right? And when I went to go get insurance there, because the insurance rate were through the roof, somebody said to me, hey, you need to join NACE, National Association of the Self-Employed. And this is not a commercial forum, but the rates were considerably cheaper because I'm an entrepreneur. And I said to the guy, let me ask you, I go, why? How do you do this? How are you able to, you know, cut these rates from what I was paying so dramatically? He says, you know what it boils down to? He says, entrepreneurs don't get as sick as regular people. And I went, come on. He says, no, it's true. He says, look, they've got a business to run. They can't miss work. They got to just go. They got to keep pushing through it. He goes, they just seem to be more healthy people. And it's a fact that they've, you know, all done all the science and they've done all the math so they can sell insurance cheaper to these people. So I do believe this entrepreneur spirit is a real thing, and it actually gives you a healthier life on top of it all. Now, you may be tired, but that's okay. You're still healthy. It's a healthy tired. It's like, you know, it's a dry heat. You know what they say. Anyway. All right. Let's talk, Randy, about habits during times of crisis. And a lot of people have formed some bad habits. My big bad habit lately is I go home every night and eat ice cream. I don't know what to do about it. I need some help with this.
Alan, I know we have been working on this for years, bro. We've got to lay off the Cheese Whiz. You got to get focused. And I really do think that I do think entrepreneurs as well and just high performers. It, you know, and I'm a partner with Brendan Burchard, a High Performance Institute, and we work directly with companies and helping them to put a high performance culture into their companies. And it starts with the executive. It starts with the entrepreneur. It's like, what is our quest for high performance? And I think during this season, I've had a ton of people, like when COVID started, is this, I'm just going to eat cheeseburgers for a few weeks. And then once everything gets back to normal, I'll start getting in shape again, or I'll start going back to the office again. I've actually been the opposite. I've actually turned on the gas more than ever. And it's like, what is your quest for high performance in any circumstance or any situation? So some people are like, what's their quest for low performance? What's the least amount I can do? And, you know, we all know those type of people. But my thing in life is, what is your quest for high performance? What are the habits that you're creating that can make you excel over and over and over again? And that's really, really high performing habits.
Yeah. It's a good point. And you know what's funny is I feel very motivated, and I don't know why. In other words, I should be depressed like so many others during this rough time. But for some reason, I feel like, you know what? This is an opportunity that I've been waiting for. A little extra time to really give thought to what I'm going to do with my life, how I want to put systems and processes into place. For the first time, I've always had too many excuses like everybody else. I have too much to do to think about what I can do to be more efficient. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got to just keep on going, keep on going. But all of a sudden, we actually have the time to think about it, reconnoiter, rethink about where, you know, visit this place again. All right. Have I really done everything I can do in my life and in my business to be more efficient, to make more money, to spend less money, which makes my bottom line better? You see what I'm saying? So we finally have the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 100%. And here's the thing. There are six habits. You want me to tell you the six habits, Alan?
I do, but on the other side of the break. This is a perfect place to take a break.
All right.
Don't go anywhere. And then we're going to talk about this summit that you got coming up, Venture Fuel Summit. What is that? I know it. Randy wants me to go to everything he goes to. I probably should. He's very successful. Maybe you should too. We'll talk about all this on the other side of the break. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
My life is brilliant. My life is brilliant.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So Randy Garn joining us, contributor also to Entrepreneur Magazine. And Randy is going to give us the six habits that can help you to have a more high-performance business life and your life in general. And Randy, give a little background on these habits. Where did you find these? Who made them up? Where did they come from?
Well, this actually comes from, an amazing man, Brendan Burchard. And we have High Performance Institute, but he has dedicated his life to high performance and to, you know, personal development. And so have I. And he actually did a massive study. It's the largest study ever done on high performing habits. And there's six habits, and he has an awesome book, and we could give a link away as well if you want to at the end of your show. Give everybody a free book that's listening.
Wow.
But there's six critical habits. I'm going to go through them quickly. One, first habit on a personal habit is to seek clarity. If you don't know where you're going, you can't organize your team and tell other people how to get there either. So think about it. If you're an entrepreneur and you don't know exactly what you want to do, how do you tell your team what to do? So the very, very first habit is seek clarity. Number two, which I love, which I'm known for, and is to generate energy. You know, are you an energy drainer? Are you negative? Are you grumpy? Or do you have energy that people that attract others and that help you to be able to have the stamina to continue to go even through the good and the bad?
Good.
Number three would be raise necessity. And that's a really, really interesting one, because I think during COVID time, I think necessity has been raised in a lot of people's lives, but it's actually how do you go about, you know, accomplishing the things that need to happen. Alan, has there been anything in your life that you've needed to raise necessity on?
A lot. Yes.
So you think about it, and they can go deep on these, but on the social habits, then it's like, then number four is increased productivity. How much are you getting done? How productive are you? I talked to a CEO this morning. He's like, dude, it's already 3:00 and I've got so much done. I haven't had to fly around. I used to be on the plane every single week. I was supposed to be in Dallas, but I am actually more productive than I've ever been. And I think that's number four is increase productivity. Number five, develop influence. And number six is demonstrate courage.
Develop influence. Give me just a little bit on that, because that's a big one.
So develop influence is, you know, we talk a lot about whether influencers or things like that, but developing influence is this. When I pick up the phone call, do you answer? When I shoot an email, do I get a response? Do I have influence to change the lives of others and to help raise them higher? How many, like, it's an attractor factor. And you know those people, like, we just had an event at one of my friends' home last night, and he shot out an email, and he had 100 of the top influential people in the whole state at his house within, you know, a couple of hours, could you pull that off? So I'm like, what's your influence?
Right.
And so it's a really important habit to have. And I think a lot of that is like, are you true to who you really are? I think is a critical piece to that.
All right. And give me number six, because I didn't write it down. I was still develop influence. I was there.
Number six is to demonstrate courage.
There you go.
And that's such a critical one. You know, we can either live our dreams or we can live in fear. And I think courage is being afraid, but going anyway. And I think that's a huge part of the entrepreneurial spirit as well.
Boy, you said it. Boy, those are big ones. One, seek clarity. Two, generate energy. Three, raise necessity. Four, increase productivity. Five, develop influence, the attractor factor. And number six, demonstrate courage. And you know what? A lot of people have never really thought about, you know, how do they demonstrate courage? And I think you put it in pretty simple words. You're afraid and you don't want to do it, but you do it anyway, whatever it might be, you know, moving forward with courage and faith. So very interesting, very interesting. And you said that you guys spent quite a bit of money, or Brendon Burchard did, on developing these things, and there was a lot of research that went into it. And his book is called, again, I've got to write this down.
His book, it's a number one New York Times bestseller. It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way.
High Performance Habits. I know who Brendon is. I love Brendon. He's a good man. I need to spend more time with him, too. You need to, listen, you're trying to get me to go to this thing, Venture Fuel Summit. Give me a minute on that real quick, and I want to have you tee up the guests that you brought, because people right now are looking, all right, so end of the year is coming. Hopefully this COVID thing, they'll come up with some sort of a fix for it. I won't discuss what that fix is going to be, because a lot of controversy, whether it's, you know, they figured out that hydroxychloroquine is, you know, going to help people, or they're going to have a shot, a vaccine, whatever it is, or we're just going to go, all right, listen, I'm allergic to peanuts. I have more chance of dying from eating something with peanuts than I do than the COVID. So, I mean, there's so much controversy around it. We just don't know yet. But people are looking at 2021 going, this is going to be the year. You know what? I ran out of time already. You're going to have to hold over one more segment. Tell us about this, because this is coming up, this Venture Fuel Summit, coming up next week on Friday. You guys, you can look at it at venturefuelsummit.com. And meanwhile, we'll come back and Randy will tell us a little bit more about it. We'll get the gentleman on, Keaton Hatch, who's putting this whole thing on. If you want to raise some capital, maybe this is a good place to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Our guest right now, my buddy, Randy Garn. He's also a contributor to Entrepreneur. We'll be right back. Randy Garn is still with us. Randy Garn, contributor to Entrepreneur. He is an entrepreneur as well. I don't even know where to start. Author, entrepreneur of the year kind of guy. My buddy. We do a lot of things together. One of them is this show. But Randy says, you got to come to the Venture Fuel Summit. VentureFuelSummit.com. You guys can look at it. So, Randy, tell me a little bit about the summit and this guy, Keaton Hatch. He's a buddy of yours, and you're wanting me to know who he is and come to this summit. What is it?
Well, it's an amazing event where entrepreneurs and capital, both private equity and VC, we are going to have kind of like a pitch day where entrepreneurs will be able to get up and share their ideas. I think we've got quite a few of them, but it's also going to be some of the top founders and entrepreneurs and business leaders in the community are going to be able to spend the day going over, you know, what the current environment is to be an entrepreneur. And so it's going to be really focused on growth. It's going to be focused on when and why and how to raise capital. There's going to be some amazing networking as well. You know, we've got some killer companies here in town. Like Adobe has a massive office out here. I know that there's Qualtrics just has massive growth going on. Ancestry.com's out here that just had a really big announcement. And so there's just the entrepreneurial spirit in Utah is so much on fire in a lot of ways. And so I think that's why they they named it, you know, the Venture Appeal Summit. And my buddy Keaton Hatch with Tamarack Capitals overseeing it in Maloof, which is another huge company here in town. But Keaton honestly gets mistaken all the time for Captain America. I swear he looks just like Captain America, but he is such a great man, such an amazing entrepreneur, and literally just is all about innovation, job creation, and helping fund companies that really want to grow.
So anybody that wants to go, is still tickets available? Is it a, you know, at a big convention center? What is it? Because this is kind of rare, right?
Yeah. Actually, you can attend live, and then you can also attend it virtually, which is really, really super nice.
Oh, okay.
And so Keaton can share a little bit more about that. But yeah, it's coming up this next Friday, and it's going to be a fabulous event for anybody that wants to attend in person or virtually.
So what, you know, just for a moment, and we'll have Keaton Hatch on here in just a minute from the Venture Fuel Summit. What is the current environment? I mean, is there money to be had? It seems like, oddly enough, somebody just showed me the other day that, you know, there's all kinds of money out there to be had right now, which is strange to hear that in this environment.
Well, did you hear where the stock market was at yesterday?
I haven't looked today. It's crazy.
But we're in all-time records. I know there's companies that are really, really struggling. But I also know companies that are having that have had their best 5 months in a row. And so sometimes it depends on what industry you're in or how you pivot enough. And so you're going to learn a lot about at this event is a lot of those things. And a lot about being an entrepreneur is leveling up your network. And so I will tell you that there's going to be amazing people here to meet. And as far as the investment side goes, there's a lot of capital available right now. If you have a great company and it's growing, and or you have a great idea that's going to change the world, this would be the place you want to go.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Again, you can find out, you said you could give us a link where somebody can get some of these books from Brendon Burchard, High Performance Habits, right?
Yep. I'll send you that link and you can attach it onto the show.
All right. Well, we'll put it on the show notes at entrepreneur.com. Again, seek clarity, generate energy, raise necessity, increase productivity, develop influence, and demonstrate courage. The 6 critical habits of high performing people. And become like Randy Garn is, the attractor factor. He's got it. Thank you, Randy.
Alan, you're the best, buddy. Have an awesome day, and good luck with Keaton. He's awesome.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Keaton Hatch from the Venture Fuel Summit, venturefuelsummit.com. We'll be right back with more Entrepreneur Weekly.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I always worry when my buddy Randy Garn calls me and says, dude, you got to come to this. Everyone's going to be there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's in Utah. I got to go all the way to Utah. It's like, you know, 1,200 miles away. But when Randy calls me, he's got that attractor factor. You know, he developed influence a long time ago, as he was talking about. But, you know, if you want to, if you want to learn about this, we're going to talk to the man who's putting the whole thing on right now, Keaton Hatch, Tamarack Capital. Keaton, good to meet you. Randy says you're a stud, you're the man. So, but, you know, Randy says that about me, and I am not the stud. I am not a man. I am a man. What am I talking about? But anyway, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, bro.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity. This is great.
My pleasure. All right. Tell the world where this idea for Venture Fuel Summit came from. Tell us, who is Keaton Hatch? What is Tamarack Capital? And who the hell are you? We need all that in 1 minute.
All right. Well, I'll take a stab at that.
All right.
My name's Keaton Hatch. I'm a Utah entrepreneur. We run a company called Tamarack Capital. Tamarack's it's a family office here in Utah. We do a lot of seed and Series A investments here in the Utah Valley area. And we've been around about 4 years. We've got a pretty unique approach with how we like to approach venture and And we've probably invested in a couple dozen companies in the last 3 or 4 years. And, we take a pretty unique approach. We've got a full staff. Usually an office kind of our size has 4 or 5 or, you know, maybe 6 partners that are investing collectively, and kind of analyzing deals together and writing checks. We take a pretty involved role in all of our portfolio companies, from obviously the funding side to both resources and operations. We try and dive in and be a real resource to these guys, because we're operators ourselves. And we originally got most of our capital from a company that we have called Profire Energy. Mm-hmm. It's an oil and gas public NASDAQ company.
Nice. And, let me ask you a couple of questions. Hold on a sec. Because this is a very, very complex thing, this venture capital world. And
sure.
You know, Keaton, I mean, these are some uncertain economic times. And
but
even in my life, I own a plaza that has 28 units in it. In my town, I do believe I'm going to be the only one opening a brand new restaurant in my town in the year 2020. And simultaneously, we are opening up, you know what this, have you ever heard of this boba tea, or some people call it bubble tea? Have you ever heard of this stuff?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Right? I had never even heard of it. So on one end of our plaza, we're opening a restaurant, which is a grab and go, kind of, you know, it's a Hawaiian food place. And the other side, we're opening up this boba tea place. And everybody's like, you know, how are you doing that, man? The economy sucks. I'm like, it doesn't suck for me. I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't suck for me. So, I mean, yes, it is perilous times. There's no question about it. But these are times, I think, also when their opportunity exists. So, you know, I mean, when people say to you, oh, wow, the economy sucks, I mean, what do you look at them and smile and say, not for me?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's kind of been that dynamic for us. You know, we've kind of had a twofold effort through this madness. One is ensuring that our existing portfolio, that they're taken care of. So we've kind of combed through all the companies in our portfolio. We make sure they have what they need to weather the storm.
Right.
We make sure they have the resources and the capital they need to weather the storm. And then our second kind of initiative is to look outward and still try and grow and grow and grow. There's still a lot of companies right now that are needing capital and needing resources, and it's a great opportunity for us. And we're really not seeing much slow down. In fact, we've seen a pretty large uptick in our space. And so, yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat as you. It hasn't been too bad for us. Obviously, you know, some stocks and public companies have been affected, and some of those holdings. But overall, we're actually not seeing a huge dip.
You know what's important about this program, the magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine, the Entrepreneur Media, everything that we do is we want to help people to put the systems and processes in place, because people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. And the idea is that we bring ideas to the table and things that they may have not thought about, and hear things that they're not hearing from others, like those entrepreneurs that are in business that are serious, I mean serious about business, about having these high-performance habits that we were talking about before you came on. Here is an opportunity to listen to this show and hear from guys like yourself who are putting together this Venture Fuel Summit to be able to help people and put together venture capital with people that need that capital. So now, tell me where the idea for Venture Fuel Summit came from.
We started it internally about 3 years ago. We've been doing it for our portfolio companies, and we invite our management out, and it's kind of just been almost a retreat for management and the portfolio companies. And we were bringing really high caliber dudes to come speak at the event and get these guys jacked about what they're doing within their individual businesses. And really, we've just had so much success with that. It's grown like crazy internally. We have all of our portfolio companies kind of asking, hey, can we bring more of our employees? Can we bring some of our friends? Can we bring this company that's a partner and affiliate with us? And it got to the point where, you know, it just kind of grew a little bit too big to kind of keep it an internal summit or retreat. And right. So just this year decided to open it up to the public. And that really is the goal, is to provide resources and insights and camaraderie that's needed in these questionable times. I mean, a lot of our companies have seen a major uptick as well. And so they're kind of feeling the same way, which is, hey, this is kind of weird. We've grown like 60% this year, or, you know, they're seeing that effect. And so we love to get our teams together. We love to get them excited. We love to motivate them. We love to give them resources and make sure that they know that we're an active partner. That's another thing, is a lot of investors, they stroke a check and they kind of have expectations the next time you're, you know, at a board meeting. We're trying to provide real in-depth help for these companies to work them through some of these things. So, yeah, I mean, that's the summit in a nutshell. We've got some really top class speakers and exciting groups that are coming in, it's grown to from hundreds of people to now thousands of people. So
I can quote you and your speakers and the people that are coming. You have, quote, high caliber dudes. I love that, by the way. I think that's great.
Yes. Yes, we have high caliber dudes.
Yeah,
we sure do.
Because,
so
you know,
we're excited to hear from our speakers. We like to keep the ones that are really good. We keep them coming and speaking, and we look for new good ones too. So, well, a lot of quality in the speakers that are coming. So,
What I've learned from going to a lot of these things is that, you know, these high caliber dudes, they're either dudes or there's something else we can't say on the radio, because the reality is that you're dealing with human lives and human, you know, humanity, you might say, and the relationship capital, just the pure capital of the relationship, the value of that relationship is far more valuable than the money, and it's proving itself out right now during these perilous times in our world, where you guys are putting on a summit. By the way, it is Friday, September 11th, and if you guys want to find out more information about it, do yourself a favor and go to venturefuelsummit.com, and we're going to take a little break here and come back and talk to you more, if you don't mind. Love to get some, you know, some advice from you. Randy gave us 6: seek clarity, generate energy, raise necessity, increase productivity, develop influence, and demonstrate courage. And if Keaton Hatch hasn't done that, to have his event on 9/11 during a COVID infection and virus and pandemic, I don't know what you call courage. We'll be right back. It's Entrepreneur Weekend. She's starting to dance. Every soul in the room keeping time with her hands, and we sing. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, as my buddy says to me, dude, you got to come to this Venture Fuel Summit here in Utah. And I'm like, what kind of people are going to be there? He says, high caliber dudes. No, I'm joking. That's too good, man. I love that. Because you know what? People get so caught up in the mechanics and the just the language of the, you know, everybody using all these big words, and the average workaday person, the entrepreneur, may not have the confidence maybe to go out and try and raise capital. They go, oh, I could never do that. But just hearing you, Keaton Hatch, say that we have a lot of high caliber dudes there, I love that, because we're just all dudes. I mean, dudes and dudettes, if you know what I'm saying. And we're just people. And I think when you go to an event that is put on by, can I say it, cool people, you're going to meet a lot of other really cool people, and they will help you. And what you've been demonstrating here, Keaton, is that you care about your portfolio. It isn't just a portfolio. These are families, and they're human beings. And you said it. You said, we want to make sure that they've got what they need to, you know, make it to the other side of whatever this tough time may be. Now, I think that is brilliant. Too many people do just stroke a check and they expect you to work miracles, even in a pandemic. So what I would love for you to do, if you can, is for those who are listening, the dudes that are listening, that are thinking about trying to raise some capital for a great idea that they have, or to build on what they've already got, that may be surviving this tough time in our world. And they're like, man, if we can survive this, we can survive anything, but we need some capital to grow. So maybe three bits of advice for raising capital.
I think for me, the most impressive people that come to us for capital are ones that are looking obviously beyond a check. And we can pretty quickly, we do this quite a lot, and we go through thousands of companies, and candidly, we can kind of tell when a group is pretty desperate for cash or if they're looking for a quality partner. And so one piece of advice is that I would give would be, do some research. Don't just willy-nilly reach out to every capital provider and just go, you know, hoping to get a check. Do some research. See if there's some, you look at their portfolio, look at other companies they've invested in. See if your company fits that mold or kind of fits that world and that they like to play in, and target it that way. I think that's one important thing for these guys to remember. Look for synergistic and look for, you know, chemistry between,
right,
A, your company, and B, the capital provider. So that'd probably be one thing that I like to see when we're working through this. Obviously, with Corona going on right now and all this craziness, we want to see that companies have thought through kind of this if-what factor, you know, like what happens if this happens, or we want to see that they're prepared for maybe some additional turbulence that's coming. So when we see a breakdown of use of funds, or when we see how they're deploying the capital that's being provided to them, we want to see that they've kind of thought through like some potential turbulence,
right,
and things that could
plan
could happen.
B,
so that's
plan
one.
B and plan C. Right? Yeah. Okay. Last one.
Yeah. Last one. We want to see people that are able to pivot and innovate, right?
Yep.
And it's, you know, most people that are raising capital right now, especially from groups like us, they've been around for years. It's not like it's a, you know, we're not an angel investor that, you know, deals with brand new ideas and concepts. They're companies that have been around for several years. So I'm always curious to see how they pivot and how nimble they are as a company. Yep. And how they've been able to weather, you know.
Yep. Well, you know what's fun is to see.
So,
hold on a sec. I got a commercial. Actually, the end of the show going to run us over, and I want to make sure I promote your Venture Fuel Summit. But I've seen it with guys like Marcus Lemonis from The Profit. He goes into these businesses, and he invests himself and his money into the business. And I see that's what you guys are doing. You want to have a hands-on. You want to be able to make sure that your investment is a good investment, a solid investment, because you've got to answer to others too. You guys, I want to give you this website one more time. It's September 11th. It's coming up, the VentureFuelSummit.com. VentureFuelSummit.com. Keaton Hatch, great advice. Thank you, sir. Maybe I'll see you there. How's that?
Hey, I love it. We'd love to see you.
All right, brother.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. All right, that's about it for me. Now get out and check VentureFuelSummit.com. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.